This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. About half of Colorado is drought-free, but abnormally dry conditions have started to creep back in over the last few months, especially in areas on the eastern plains. Parts of Washington and Yuma counties in the northeast corner of the state had the lowest amount of rainfall recorded during the summer. Federal data show moderate drought has returned to that area. Parts of the western slope remain in an extreme drought. People arrested in Colorado are ensured a hearing before a judge within 48 hours after being arrested, even if that means it has to happen on a weekday or holiday. That's under a new law taking effect this week. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Many larger jurisdictions already held weekend hearings, but this law expands the practice statewide. It was opposed by many rural district attorneys who warned it will result in unpaid overtime for their staff. To make things easier, the state is providing some grant funding to cover the increased personnel costs. It's also hiring bond hearing officers who can conduct hearings remotely. Backers of the new law argued that even a few days in jail waiting for a bond hearing can result in lost jobs and major life disruptions. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A judge has approved the forced medication of a mentally ill man who is accused of starting a wildfire in 2018. Jesper Jorgensen has repeatedly been found incompetent to stand trial for allegedly starting the Spring Creek fire, which burned 149 homes in southern Colorado. One of his lawyers say they will appeal the order for medication, which is meant to let the trial move ahead. Right now in Denver, it's 94 degrees. In Boulder, it's 93 degrees. This is CPR News.